Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do.
Hello.
Is that your morning vocal exercises?
Yes, it is. I'm all now vocalized and ready to go. 7 half the hour. Good day program. Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. It's burger time. It's brew time. Memorial Day weekend is upon us or will be shortly. So, who's the fairest of them all? Who's faithful, you and me? Do you know that McDonald's and Burger King spend more money advertising the 2 weeks before Memorial Day than any other time of the year?
Do people go to McDonald's and Burger King on Memorial Day? That's so upsetting to me.
I think that's just because more people are on the road. And it's easier. Yeah,
I really hope so.
Right? I don't think it's a destination.
God, I'm just imagining people, because like I always spend Memorial Day like at the pool and having a cookout, and I'm just imagining people getting Burger King
bringing
for their cookouts.
Bringing a bag of Burger King burgers and fries over. I decided yesterday we're going to have a little backyard cookout, sort of a clam bake for Father's Day when both my kids are going to be back home here on the 19th. And so I was calling around talking to people who do this. And there can be, you can do a very inexpensive sort of cookout, or you can do something that is wildly expensive. I had no idea. I've never really done, well, that's not true. I think I did it once a number of years ago. But I haven't done one of these outdoor. They bring everything, put up a tent, and they serve you, in this case, clams and clam chowder and stuff like that. It's crazy what that stuff costs, especially if you want to do it when the good weather is. And so just sort of speaking about McDonald's and Burger King, the other things that people do over Memorial Day I find very interesting. It's usually reflected in what you hear for commercials. So I'm looking at our commercial log, and we have Home Depot and Lowe's commercials because the home fix-up category represented very well this weekend. People have a long weekend, and then you go through until at least Tuesday, so people are fixing up, the weather's good, fix up their homes, or they fix up their cars. So the three main categories of advertising for Memorial Day are burgers, home fix-it-up, and car fix-it-up categories, which I find rather fascinating, actually.
The car thing is interesting.
Yeah, well, people, you know, go outside, jack up the car, put new brakes in. That kind of stuff, that happens a lot in people, depending on where you live. I don't know that you'd be able to do that in New York where you live.
No, it's called drive to Pep Boys.
Yeah, right, exactly. Do it in the parking lot. A lot of, by the way, and that's not being, I'm not being facetious, a lot of the stores do have places like O'Reilly's or Pep Boys or whatever the other AutoZone, places like that, Napa. They have places in their yards where you can work on your car. And that, I don't know how much it is done in New York. In New York State, there's probably some law against it. But I know a lot of places that it isn't just, you don't just go to, if you live in a mobile home park and you see the cars jacked up on everybody's front lawn, go down to the Okefenokee Swamp and see everybody jacked. Or you go to my barnyard and you see the tractors jacked up and the trucks jacked up. No, that's not what happens. What really happens is that people sometimes do the work in the yard, and they can get more if they haven't got the right part, and they've got the brakes apart, and they need something else. They go inside the store. I've seen it in Los Angeles, or I've seen it in California, and some other states. But in California, they're working on the cars in the parking lot of these stores. Very interesting. All right, so that's what the Memorial Day weekend may be about for some. What's it about for you? Probably our continuing Twitter at Good Day Show, our continuing conversation might delve in what your plans are for the weekend, especially if they're different. If it's the same old kind of stuff, yada, yada. Okay. But if it's something different, I think it would be fun to talk about it, frankly. Or you may share with us at 888-302-3684. Notice, though, how many more people want to go to facebook.com/goodday or Twitter. Matter of fact, I saw something yesterday Victoria, that interested me with regard to Facebook. Somebody, excuse me, someone.
These allergies, right? This is like the worst season ever.
Allergy, horrible.
Oh,
okay, so somebody posted that Facebook is becoming the new MySpace. And one wonders if Zuckerberg isn't feeling that's why he wants to do all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. As most of our conversation, I think, now is on Twitter, isn't it? Things that
it
people
is.
Are responding
yes.
to?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, for example, what are people responding to? What's trending on our Twitter conversational pages for the Good Day program? What have you noticed? Well,
right now, lots of just in general, that's what's trending on Twitter. Lots of graduation stuff.
Yeah.
So this must be right around the time where everybody's in a cap and gown. So there's
The last couple of weeks, it's usually traditionally the second and third and fourth weekends in May. The second mm-hmm. and third when most of the graduations take place. And so you've seen today, the information always comes at this time of year, but it is more troubling this year because of the debt. 72% of students coming out of school today have taken on debt in pursuit of an education. And yet there are 24% of the graduating class doesn't have a job, doesn't know what they're going to do with the education that they have gleaned, which for me, anyway, shows the impracticality of the focus of guys like Bernie Sanders, who says everybody should have a government paid for college education. I don't believe in that for two reasons, because I don't think that people appreciate things that are given to them versus having to work for it. That's number one. Not that the debt should be this high. I said earlier, Victoria, I'm still paying off between the two students in my family, my two children, about, I think it was total was $240,000 over the course of the years that they went to school.
Yeah.
And we still are paying back, I think it was $70,000 is still owed on it. Mm. That's that's the average person probably can't do that. The average person, though, does have somewhere between $34,000 and $37,000 in student loans.
Yeah, that's what the 2016 class is graduating
with. Yeah, it's a tough reality. It is, but it won't be settled. The fix is not to have free public education.
No, I don't think so either.
It isn't going to be free anyway because somebody's going to have to pay for it. It's the taxpayer who pays. And sooner or later, whether you think it's free at the time, you'll be paying for it in your tax bill too. So don't get all shook up over that.
I think Kara's choice. There are some really great public colleges in this country.
Yeah, but you see, that defeats the whole idea of a private education and its availability is defeated. I'm not suggesting. I don't know what I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because it's a very difficult. We've created a situation where we have probably the best. There are a couple of countries in Europe that have school systems, postgraduate school systems that are as good, if not better, than ours. But I just think that it's been practical because there are these pressures. It's sort of a very interesting time to be living, actually, and experiencing all of the sort of conundrums, the things. There are such disconnects between people who are paying more to go to school and the availability of good-paying jobs with the realization that a lot of jobs will be eliminated by technology. And then where do we go from there? Do we have new opportunities because there'll be more jobs in the technology sector? Does anybody actually think this stuff out? It must be some government agency someplace that's like, well, if we have trucks that don't have drivers, where do those drivers go? Do they go to work in the technical sector? Yeah, maybe some of them do, maybe some of them don't. But how do you fill the void? Is there actually somebody, some plan, something somewhere going on that tries to help or figure? I mean, if you're going to pay for government, at least you ought to have some sort of an understanding or an access to information that will help you change your life. That's what you're going to have to do because technology is zipping down the track so fast that we can't keep up with it. And that doesn't just mean the information or the way we use technology. It's its impact on society. And what greater impact might it have than on those who are working? It certainly affects how we learn. It affects what school is all about, affects what businesses and jobs are all about. But how does it affect the individual who, in the case of the truck driver, will lose his job because we don't need drivers for trucks anymore? The interesting question is going to be how they deal with it at either end, because is there the ability to create a robot that can empty out the truck? When you open up the gate, Is there a machine? Is there a computer that will tell the truck, okay, we need to move this crate over to here, and the next stop we got to move that crate over to there. Is that possible? I suppose anything's possible. But, I mean, think it, carry it out as far down the track as you can imagine. It is possible, I think, without doing a lot of extremely heavy lifting, to imagine that there could be computerized beings and things that would make work unnecessary.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. It reminds me of the. Did you, I don't know if you saw the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the Johnny Depp Tim Burton version from a few years ago. It reminds me of one of the scenes. Charlie's dad works at a toothpaste factory, and he sits there on the assembly line and puts the caps on the toothpaste, and he loses his job to robots, and all the robots come in, and then they put all the caps on. And at the end of the movie, as it all has a happy ending, Charlie's dad learns how to repair the robots who took his job. So that's sort of, to me, a little slice of the way that people should be heading. Either you're going to be programming the technology and aim yourself in that direction, or learn how to fix the technology when it actually breaks, because the technology will take the jobs and robots will replace some people, but working around that problem is really the only way I can see as a possible solution.
How many people have headaches so far? How are we doing in that department? Oh my God, listen to that stuff. I got a headache. It's 20 past the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to American Bike Minute.
This is the best time I've ever had.
I had tacos, tequila, and Budweiser to wash it down, and an eye full of boobies. It's a five-hour energy. Dump that out, and you fill it full of tequila. Works a lot better.
Today on American Biker Minute,
The Movie Man. Six-second DVD review starts now.
You have to be in on the gag, but if you're sick of superhero movies, see the anti-superhero movie Deadpool. I'm in.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar. Never Stop, Never Stopping. Rated R.
Jeff Ryan, American Biker Minute.
Amanda Rose, Orlando, CBR 600, a black shirt with holes all the way through it, definitely showing my assets. Booty shorts, fishnets, and boots. Long brown hair, red lipstick on. Definitely a free feeling.
There's no better place to be than right here, Saturday, right now. This is the best place on earth.
This is the best time I've ever had in Biketoberfest.
Bikers are making a splash.
Hell yeah!
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How do you know if you're in love? Well, it's a tough question, but one everyone will invariably attempt. What's the answer? Well, first, the human behavior of it. Today, I get to tell you about my dad, smart man, you would have liked him. And one day, I asked my father, he and I were having one of those moments, and I was struggling with this love question, so I asked, Dad, how do you know when you're in love? Here's my father's answer. He said, Son, if this person brings out the best in you, it's love. If they bring out the worst in you, it's not love.
You make me want to be a better man.
What's the cheap psychological trick? People whom we love bring out the best in us in every conceivable way. They make us want to be better than we really are. And you know what? We do the same if they love us back. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.